UFC 230's co-main event features a top five middleweight showdown between elite grapplers. Ronaldo Jacare Souza is a Brazilian jiu-jitsu world champion. And Chris Weidman is a Division I wrestling standout who entered the sport with a chip on his shoulder.
I just got done with wrestling. I tried out for the 2008 Olympic trials and I ended up not making it. And so I transitioned to MMA. At this time, I was living in my parents' basement. I had no money. And when my first daughter was born, it just gave me a motivation and inspired me on a whole nother level. I remember just coming to the gym, and it wasn't just for myself anymore. It was for this little girl at home.
Reset, get your awareness going right now. That's it, keep the shield up. Nice. You can threaten with that jab. Nice.
Veteran coach Ray Longo is a Long Island legend.
That's a draw mountain and look.
And saw Weidman's potential from day one.
Nice, beautiful. The more busy you are, the less busy he is, Chris. Time. All right, somebody get cold water and fix that headgear.
Come here.
You got a deep breath, same thing. Same way. You want to take a deep breath? Bring it back and get ready to go again. Come on, guys, last round. Let's go. A lot of movement, a lot of fakes. Go, go, go. Nice. Relax, good control. Chris Weidman is a, you know, hardworking, good family man. Nice. Beautiful. Way 100% better. For fifth round, we're looking great. And, you know, at the end of the day, when that cage door closes, Chris Weidman is an animal, man.
Hi!
Good job. Excellent. Good work.
He may be amongst the best middleweight prospects in the world.
Oh, just tagged him. Standing guillotine.
He's a guy that's going to grit his teeth and keep going forward.
Weidman is in his world now.
He's a very dangerous person.
And a big elbow inside.
He landed a shot that hurts Munoz.
Weidman took the UFC by storm at 185 pounds, a division long ruled by the legendary Anderson Silva.
11-0 in championship fights.
He's just the best mixed martial arts fighter I've ever seen in my life.
Whose reign came under siege when he faced the All-American in the summer of 2013.
Looking to finish it, Chris Weidman is the UFC middleweight champion.
Oh, my goodness.
Weidman defeated Silva in the immediate rematch. The true test of defending the belt began.
Machida trying to pull off a miracle.
He's had to overcome adversity in a bunch of those fights.
Oh, beautiful elbow.
And I started to view him as a guy that could, you know, walk through fire.
Belfort teeing off.
Big shots by Vitor. Weidman's in trouble. Big takedown by Weidman. Beautiful penetration.
That's a sign of a true champion.
Dropping bombs.
Hey, stop doubting me. You better join the team now.
During Weidman's reign as champion, middleweights battled for their shot at his title, including Brazilian finisher Ronaldo Jacare Souza, who will finally meet the All-American at UFC 230. And prepares in his newfound American home.
Brasil é país lindo, maravilhoso. Morava no Rio de Janeiro, cidade maravilhosa. Tava muito bom lá no Rio de Janeiro, mas a gente resolveu mudar. E conversando com a minha esposa, a gente decidiu morar aqui porque é um país que a gente gosta muito. A gente sempre vinha passar férias aqui. A gente gostava muito da Califórnia, mas a gente decidiu morar aqui em Orlando. Pelo clima, né? É um clima muito parecido com o clima do Brasil. Minha esposa gosta bastante também, eu gosto muito. Arrumei uma excelente equipe de treinamento.
Most fighters who relocate to Florida end up in its southern region, where there is an abundance of elite teams. But while Jacare made the less common choice to settle in Orlando, he did not sacrifice the quality of his training.
In Central Florida, we have an array of coaches and people that come train with us. And Fusion XL is the hot spot. When Jacare came, he knew. At that level, he knows what a good camp is, and he knows what good trainers are.
Jab. Set. Jab.
He come to us, and everybody's wondering who we are, you know, what we bring to the table. But we've been kind of dominating Florida for a while.
Who's that?
To me, it's like a good fit for him because it's a little different from what he's used to. So we train different ways, different aspects, and different things that we constantly mix it up.
Paint him and freeze him. Paint him and freeze. Nice. Put him on his heel. Put him on his heel. Press a little bit.
What can you really show and teach Jacare, who's already a world champion?
Cut the cage. Cut the cage.
What he's done, the guys he beat, but his ability to want to learn still and to take every information that we give him is amazing.
Jacare's continuing thirst for knowledge could be frightening for future opponents, especially considering the punishment he's dealt adversaries of the past. The 10-time grappling world champion earned a Strikeforce title before putting his devastating skills on display in the octagon.
Jacare shows a lot of people believe this is the best 185-pound mixed martial arts athlete on the planet.
Oh, huge shots raining down from Jacare.
When you look at Jacare, some people are just built to fight. And if you look at this guillotine here for Jacare, that is very tight. This guy's an absolute beast.
Um dos melhores atletas de jiu-jitsu que fez a transição pro MMA.
He is just on a different level in terms of jiu-jitsu, and he applies it to mixed martial arts better than about anybody in this entire game.
Quando eu tô entrando pra lutar, eu entro fazendo relaxando, entendeu? Porque eu sei que quando entrar dentro do octógono, eu posso controlar tudo.
Once he gets to an established position, it's very difficult to shake him off.
Jacare continues to show his evolution.
Jacare Souza!
Caught the leg kick. There's the takedown. It's just effortless, man. It's just effortless.
I mean, he really did clamp down on that arm like the jaws of an alligator.
Jacare has been on a collision course with Weidman for years.
Finish strong.
And their long-awaited meeting comes in New York City.
Chegar lá no octógono e colocar meu jogo em prática, né? Ele pode ser duro, ele pode ter uma boa defesa de queda, mas ele não vai escapar das minhas quedas e do meu jiu-jitsu. Eu vou finalizá-lo.
Realizing the dream of becoming UFC champion means facing the very best in the world, henceforth. So when the stacked 185-pound division caught up to Chris Weidman, he would relinquish his title.
That's it. That's it. We got a new champion. Wow. Incredible.
The road back has been challenging. And Weidman has since returned to the drawing board with former UFC welterweight champion and longtime jiu-jitsu coach, Matt Serra.
Straighten that leg. Yeah, straighten that leg. Time! Three's your time to shine!
I think a huge part of fighting is the mental game. When you see somebody, how they handle a loss, that's a huge part of being a fighter, because in this fight game, it's so hard to just go through this thing undefeated. It's almost impossible. Nice. And if we don't get it, we're looking to get on top with it.
Matt has been a role model for me since I got into the sport, because he was a Long Island guy who became the world champion, and I saw that, and I wanted to be able to do that.
Don't let him up. Put him back down and keep him down.
Good. As far as him as a jiu-jitsu coach, you can't ask for anything better.
A little different, right? How's that feel? Not bad, right?
Not bad. It gets you excited to work out. You just feed off his energy.
Time!
That's good for you today with this, Chris. You take that off. Good.
Serra and Weidman are the greatest MMA fighters that Long Island has ever seen. So in this region of the Empire State welcomed a UFC event for the first time, Weidman accepted the lofty task of closing the show.
Inside the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum, a rock's throw from Longo Weidman MMA in Garden City, New York, the former UFC middleweight champion Chris Weidman making the walk. There could be no more fitting headliner here tonight.
For Gastelum.
Right hook, left straight. That is his best punch, and Weidman is hurt bad. He might finish it right here, ladies and gentlemen, if he gets away.
There's the horn. What a crazy end of the first round.
Gosh.
Oh, Now Weidman landing hands.
And this partisan crowd just waiting to explode for Chris Weidman.
This
Weidman working on a head and arm choke.
He might get it.
There's the tap. Chris Weidman lights him up on Long Island. The All-American is back. Wow.
The All-American, Chris Weidman.
The winner of UFC 230's co-main event bout between Chris Weidman and Jacare Souza may very well be contending for the title in their next fight. Jacare recently fell to Robert Whittaker, who went on to win the title. But a torn pectoral muscle from the hard-fought contest forced Jacare to reconsider his fighting future.
Após a minha de Robert Whittaker, eu tive vontade de parar pela lesão, né? Não foi pela derrota, foi pela lesão. E o que me acendeu essa vontade de parar foi quando eu tava quase voltando a querer treinar, eu tive apêndice, né? Então foi um golpe muito duro pra mim. Foi muita coisa acontecendo, eu fiquei muito gordo. Então quando eu fui correr, eu só corri 2 minutos.
Jacare is back to full strength, but the road to recovery was made possible by the added presence during rehabilitation.
Nos momentos mais difíceis, a gente vê quem tá do nosso lado de verdade, né? E nesse meu momento, a minha esposa foi um pilar para mim, né?
Aconteceu muitas coisas, depois de muitas lesões que ele vinha sofrendo, ele ficou muito tempo parado, isso estressou ele muito, porque ele é muito ativo.
Eu tava no hospital, ela ia todos os dias no hospital me ajudar, eu precisava de ajuda até para tomar banho, né? Bastante dor.
Só que depois veio a chance de lutar novamente. Foi uma alegria. Eu até falei pra ele, olha, o meu presente é a sua vitória, hein? E ele agarrou essa chance e falou, não, eu vou lá e vou vencer.
Well, they are all on their feet here in Charlotte as one of their own. Wilmington, North Carolina's Derek Brunson makes the jog to the octagon for the biggest fight of his career.
Although he battled tremendous physical adversity, Jacare's return to the octagon was just 9 months after his fight with Whittaker for a high-stakes rematch in the Queen City.
The Brazilian jiu-jitsu legend Jacare Souza tries to mute the masses in North Carolina.
It's pretty impressive to have 13 fights in the UFC and never be taken down in this division. Ooh, and there's that counter right that got him the first time.
There we go.
Nice takedown attempt by Jacare and sick wizard by Brunson.
Press it.
Pretty good combination for Brunson. Souza doing a nice job again, keeping that right hand up. Head kick for Souza.
Go.
He goes for a left hook to finish him. That is it. They stop it.
Jacare
Souza back in a big way tonight.
Só dei valor a quem merecia, né, naquele momento ali da minha vitória.
I love my wife. Larissa, I love you. Thanks for everything.
Se eu tô aí firme e forte, eu agradeço muito a minha esposa.
Ladies and gentlemen, your main event winner, Jacare Souza.
That's it. Work retraction, coming back, out and back. Yes.
UFC 230 is fast approaching as homegrown fighter Chris Weidman prepares for battle.
Time, set two. Let's go grab the weights. We're almost there, last round.
And the former champion thrives on support from the New York faithful.
Fighting out of Baldwin, New York, the All-American!
I fight for a bunch of reasons. You know, I'm not just doing it for myself and my team, but doing it for New York.
Chris Weidman lights him up on Long Island.
So it's awesome to be here now. Four fights in a row in New York, and this is going to be the best ever.
And as the Brazilian Jacare Souza enters enemy territory,
one of the greatest jiu-jitsu practitioners to ever fight in this octagon,
he recognizes the title implications of this co-main event spot against the former champion.
Com certeza, uma vitória que credencia para lutar pelo cinturão peso médio do UFC.
It does not take long. Wow.
The fighters of UFC 230 claim their place in the history books under the bright lights of the Mecca for a night of fights headlined by the hard-hitting Derek Lewis.
Derek the Black Beast Lewis is a winner once again.
Who aims to shock the world.
The Black Beast lighting up Las Vegas.
Unbelievable.
Whoa. By dethroning heavyweight champion Daniel Cormier.
All the great fighters in the world have made legendary fights in Madison Square Garden, and I'm planning on being one of them.
Oh, Cormier knocks Bianchi down. History! Oh! UFC history! Daniel Cormier!
I know that I have to make the best of all my opportunities, and I anticipate doing just that.
It all goes down at UFC 230 in New York City.
Heavyweight champion! Oh!